W8FU. NADF. I wonder if I know the answer to this, but where were you during the flood? Do you remember the floods? Were you anywhere affected?
The floods of which era?
Yeah, I can't remember now when it was. 2012? So you'd been a kid. They were really bad down here, Warren, all through the lower Oakland County. I mean it was bad all the way up through all the way up to 59, I think. The rivers all crusted. It was really bad. I don't remember the year though, quite honestly. Was it 2012?
If it's circa 2012, I kind of think I know what you're talking about. I was driving. I just don't know if I was on the roads in that particular time. But my parents live in a lower area, and they have a circle driveway, but I remember their front yard literally flooding and it looking like a pond.
Well, the reason I was thinking of it this morning is I was pulling out on the DeQuinner from my house. I remember during the storm, everybody was just going on the news about how bad they were and the flooding and all that stuff. And I knew it had rained a lot, and I looked out, you know, front, looked at my place and said, you know, okay, it rained a lot. I was getting a little seepage in the basement, you know, stuff like that. But I didn't see what they were talking about. And then I drove down to the end of my street to turn on the DeQuinner, and it was surreal. It was like the zombie apocalypse. There was nothing. There was not a single car for miles. And on the ride in, I had to take like 6 detours, you know, to get to work. You know, it was just devastation everywhere. And I just was pulling out this morning, and it was the DeQuinner was really dead. And I said, uh-oh. That's all.
Yeah, if it was around 2012, it's going to be a blur for me because I was still, I might have not even been here. That's when I was in Maryland, so I don't know. But, yeah, I remember, I mean, in more recent time, I remember when, like, 94 was underwater. I had the same thing, that was seepage in my basement. I had legitimate water pouring into my basement. My wife and I were running around with hydraulic or cement or whatever it's called, and we were trying to plug holes. But, hopefully we don't have that this spring, but we might. We have not gotten any snow.
You're right. Lake levels depend on snow and ice. Well, snow mostly, because the ice is just water that's already there. But according to the thermal meter in the vehicle, it says neg 2. Woo-hoo, we hit the neg.
I started at -6, then it was at -4, then I was at -2, and now I'm at 0 on all roads. So I don't know if the truck's warming up or what.
KE8RUH.
There's Anthony! It is Wednesday, Prince Spaghetti Day. Anthony!
It is chilly. I went from, I just hopped in the car, went from -2 in the driveway to -1 on my street. This is fun. I ran my car for about 25 minutes before I even got in, and it's still cold.
Morning, Anthony. Yeah, it's definitely not warm. For some reason, I think it's a good idea to run my truck through the car wash. I'm going to do it because it's filthy, but it's probably going to be an icicle by the time I get out.
Yeah, I got a monthly subscription that I had canceled. Well, I just put it on hold, and I didn't realize that it started back up just yesterday. I got a thing in the mail. You know, they charge my card. So now I've got a month of car washes coming. And I thought about going, but man, it's going to be brutal. So I don't know, but Hey, Anthony, do you remember that? Do you remember these commercials probably predate you guys by decades? But when I was younger, I'm going to say 80s, there used to be a commercial where it was Prince Spaghetti Day. Wednesday was Prince Spaghetti Day. And the commercial on TV was this old Italian mother. She'd yell out the front door, Anthony! Anthony! He'd come home for Prince Spaghetti. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. I've seen those commercials. I remember them well. I think she would yell out the door, and sometimes she would yell out the window on the second floor, and he'd come running home.
Now I got to YouTube this when I get into work.
Yes, Prince Spaghetti Anthony. If you Google that, you'll hit it.
Yeah, it was like some young kid. And it looked like, they were in the city, and she'd yell out the door or window, and he'd come running from playing with his buddies or whatever. It was pretty funny. Hey, I'm running in to grab a coffee. I'll be back in 2 minutes. KE8RUH.
I'm just now getting feeling back in my hands. I had to fill up my washer fluid this morning, so when I stopped at the gas station to grab a Red Bull, I bought a gallon of fluid. Man, I wish they made it easier to put it in these damn vehicles. I mean, they make a nice big fill. That's probably like an inch and a half, fill mouth, but you can't get the jug anywhere close to it without spilling it. So I was taking my time, and I'm like, man, I'm going to lose a digit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't get anywhere close. I had to do mine the other day. We have it at our fleet maintenance garage. We got a 55-gallon drums. And, they usually keep an empty gallon jug around. But, yeah, it's a pain in the rump. But I was all the way out in Lansing, and the road started getting really sloppy, and my low fuel came up. My low fluid came on, so I had to stop and get some. And, man, it's like you got to really be tricky to get it in there without spilling it all over. But speaking of fingers, I finally broke down and went to the Carhartt store. They've got a place called Contractors Clothing down by us. National Ladder and Scaffold and Contractors Clothing. Been down here for decades. And went in there and I found a pretty good set of gloves. And I always overbuy. I go out and I buy gloves. I buy these, heavy things, that come up your wrist a ways. And, they're for like, really cold, like snowmobiling, stuff like that. And those are just so cumbersome, I don't ever use them. So I have to find the right combination of light yet protective. And I found a pair, so we'll see how they work. But this is glove weather. If you touch something, you can stick to it. If Anthony's back, otherwise, go ahead, Dakota.
Sorry, I was trying to pay for my car wash. This thing used to be great. Now it's like I got to try three times to get it to work.
What kind of car wash do you have to interact with? It's not a like one of them corner car washes, is it? That's brutal. I would never.
No, it's a touchless right by that mobile where you went and got Starbucks yesterday.
Alright. I've done those a couple of times, but don't do those too often. Do they work okay?
I'm a weirdo about stuff touching my paint, even though I don't really care for this truck, and I think they do a good enough job. It's obviously not going to be as clean as a traditional car wash. It actually washes the truck, but I'd say it does good enough for me to not have to get out, and it's convenient.
There's Mr. Coffee Guy. We'll get back in the proper rotation. But, okay, everybody stop. There is a car trying to get through the, hold on. All right, had a state trooper trying to blast through the red light at 16 in Van Dyke. I'm like the only one that stopped. Everybody else just keeps going in front of them. I'm like, come on, people. How can you not see them and hear them?
I can't imagine you see a lot of state troopers at 16 in Van Dyke, though. That's interesting.
Am I making an auto carry or do I sound like garbage?
You're good.
I figured I would be, 2 miles north of UMP?
Yeah, you're not terribly far, but, yeah, you're right, Anthony. It is a weird area for state troopers. Where's Nick when you need him? He can explain. But, I know they do a lot of patrolling in the north part of the county. Well, not a lot, but they do some. And they do the freeway. So, you know, there could be a guy on 696 getting called out to something. You know, they don't always have somebody up in the northern part of the county. So he could be just trying to get to something going on way the hell up in, you know, Ray Township or Bruce Township or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know. But I was hearing you guys, your car wash conversation, and, man, at this time of year, all you need is that touchless just to knock the dirt off and the salt. It's just that your cars or trucks just going to get salty again in 24 hours. And in Dakota's case, muddy with all the dirt roads out by him, but I'm sure those are all frozen solid right now.
Fortunately, I live on a dirt road, but I only have to be on it for about 200 yards until I'm at my house. So it's all pavement aside from that 200-yard stretch, which right now it is frozen solid.
Yeah, same with me. I'm on a dirt road, but I only have to be on it for a bit, and then I'm in all pavement, and it's all frozen. But, yeah, when it's a mess, it's a mess. The only way about it. You know, the monthly car wash thing, I don't use it enough. You know, but it is nice when it gets really messy because you can go in every day, even twice. But even so, I don't use it as much as to get my money's worth. It's $25 a month now. It used to be like 22. Now it's like 25, and it's like, well, you have to at least get 5 washes in a month, I feel, to make that worthwhile. And I don't always do that. There'll be a couple, you know, I'll go stretches where the car looks fine. So the guy up the street from me, he's got this new thing where you buy, I think, 20 washes for, is it $40? I forget what it is, but you buy 20, and it's like buy 5, get 5 free. And it works out to about $4 a wash. So, and you can use those anytime you want. So you can go 6 months with those 10 washes. You can go, you know, 1 week. And it works out a lot better because I can use it to, you know, to my schedule instead of having to get my money's worth every month. But I forgot to cancel that. They re-upped it yesterday. So it's like, And if you cancel, they say, well, you're good until the 20th of February. So I'm going to have to get a month's worth at minimum and find a way. Dakota.
See, that's what I need to do. Even if I go once a week, which is typically what I do, sometimes every other, but that already saves me money because I just paid $14 for this one.
Man, that is no joke. Touchless, and it was $14. You didn't even have to tip anyone.
Is Christy Hines in there singing I Touch Myself?
That's what pisses me off is I never remember car washes costing this much, but I always get the best one because I always want my undercarriage done, and that's typically how they are. But I don't remember the last time I paid less than $14 for a touchless. Sometimes I've seen, like, the one over on 59, just west of 53, over by the scrub shop and Tim Hortons and all that. That one, I think, is like 16 or 17.
I've really gone up. I think, you know, even the brush car washes, the soft brushes, the soft cloths or whatever, that's what I do. And I think the cheapest of those is up to $8-$9. And it was like, it seems like after COVID, it seemed like before COVID, you could still get a $4, $5 car wash, and it seemed like we came out of COVID, and now, you know, they everything's doubled.
Yep. Well, I think literally everything has doubled.
Dakota, what do you care about the undercarriage of your vehicle? You're just going to get a new one before it matters. And that one's a lease anyways, isn't it?
Yeah, but I can see the mud and it drives me nuts. So if it's not clean, it's like when you clean your house, we just throw everything in a closet kind of thing. Like, if I'm going to wash my truck, I'm going to make sure it's clean, clean.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Wait, you clean your house?
No, I was just trying to give a relatable example. I do not clean my house.
Have you guys noticed all these new car washes popping up? There's one, Sean, right by that cafe you were telling me about that popped up. There's one that's popping up by that at 12 and Stevenson, and then there's just a bunch of them all over town. I think there's one going in front of Oakland Mall on John R. I'm wondering if all these guys with these weed shops are starting to put up car washes to legitimize their cash.
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, so, well, I don't know, with the prices at $14, it's the new legal way to just fleece people. You know, probably with the price of everything, people are going, huh, I'm going to get into that business. But weed shops, I guess, are suffering a little bit because it's just this oversaturated market. It used to be a real moneymaker, but now the prices are down and the distribution is way up. And so now everybody's got to struggle to get that. You know, in the past when it was illegal, man, you could make a lot of money selling weed, but now that they've legalized it, they've completely cut that out. But that's always been the argument. They always talk about, you know, stopping crime. Legalize it. That's all you got to do. You want to stop crime? Legalize it. Idiots are going to be idiots, whether it's drinking or smoking or whatever, you know, and gets rid of almost all the crime.
As a connoisseur myself, now that border's closed, the quality is going to go up and the price is going to go back up.
It'll be interesting, and it, you know, it shows that the metrics of supply and demand are true, right? Supply went way up, it got oversaturated, demand stayed the same, and prices are going down. Businesses are having to realign with the current marketplace. Probably an interesting study somebody will do one day.
Are you implying, Dakota, that Canadians come over here to buy their weed? Isn't that pretty risky?
I'm implying that the city weed from Mexico is going to have a way harder time getting into the States now.
Oh, okay. You said borders, and I was like, you know, I was thinking, what, a Canadian come over here and get weed? So, never mind, I got you. Look what it did to weed. That's why I say, you know, all the drugs, you know, legalize them all, man. You know, people are going to do what they're going to do, and better deal with it as a social issue than a crime issue. You know, nobody's affecting my family when there's some dope head, you know, that can get his fix. It's when they can't get their fix that they start robbing and all that other stuff. So, yeah, legalization just really drives the prices down. That's been proven.
You know, complete legalization is a interesting theory. I think it has been put to the test out west in, like, Portland and some other places. and I don't think it's gone real well. So I would let them continue that experiment before we do that here. But there is, the theory is definitely strong that crime would go down and prices would go down, and I mean, maybe even utilization would go down, because it is what it is. People are always looking for the thing that they're not supposed to be doing. So it could work. I don't know. It'd be something that I would let somebody else experiment with first.
My sister did a 6-month contract out in Oregon. She said it was wild. She said Portland, it was just like addicts everywhere, needles everywhere. It was free Narcan. It was free clean needles. Like, she's like, I've never seen anything like it. But that is a very progressive area, so I don't see that happening around here anytime soon. I think if the dollar went a little further, crime would go down.
Well, certain kinds of crimes, crimes are generated by different things. Drug-related crimes are not generally related to the value of dollars, unless it is against what drugs cost. And the problem with a social experiment like Portland is, well, then you get this one little enclave where you can do it, and then all the junkies go there, and you don't get a true idea. Weed is a better example, because that's almost everywhere. And now there's nothing. There's no weed dealers anymore. That whole drug dealing, thing, that's gone. The prices are down. The quality's up and all that stuff. Yeah, people are smoking left and right, but it's got to be, it's got to be like that. If you have one little enclave, of course everybody's going to plow there. Hey, man, I'm going to Oregon. I can get free needles. And then that's where they all end up. So it's kind of a catch-22.
You're absolutely right, Sean. It is a catch-22, but to compare weed to other drugs that you use needles for is an unfair correlation, because marijuana is not addictive, where other drugs, the drugs specifically that we're talking about, are.
I still think the price of weed needs to come down. I don't like that I have to pay $35, $42 for a pen.
Yeah, I've heard weed isn't addictive, but I don't buy it. It might not be in certain clinical ways. It might not be addictive, but I know a lot of people where, and I don't care. Weed is perfectly fine. I agree. It should be legal, and people should be able to enjoy it. Because, I wish I liked it. I really do. I mean, I can't, because of my work. But I really wish I could, because it seems, it seems like a great, easy way that's not going to affect me. But I don't buy that it's not addictive. It is, at least from a mental standpoint, because I know a lot of people that there ain't no way they're quitting, period.
Dakota, I think everything needs to go down in price. The fact that a case of soda and a case of beer are about the same price is wild and unexcusable. And, Sean, I think you're right. Maybe I used the wrong terminology in that marijuana doesn't create dependency, but it does. I know exactly what you mean, that there are people out there that they don't function without their without being high. But I think there's, chemically, there's something different in marijuana than there is in heroin. And I'm like you. I am not a user, have no real interest in it, but yeah, I think there's something drastically different between...
McMaster map coming in from the ZUZ machine.
I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought I was getting interference from somewhere. There's a trailer park or something at 12 and Stevenson that I always get interference from, but I couldn't figure out if it was just on my end.
No, KBH ZUZ Mayville is locked up, coming from the central Michigan, so I just disconnected all the CMAN repeaters, but probably some pot smoker up there got mad at our conversation, I don't know. Now, I last year was saying, I agree, there's a big difference between heroin or opioids and weed. I'm not trying to compare them, and most of my friends smoke weed or vape, my son, you know, there's just a bunch of people, and I don't have a problem with it, but I don't agree it's not destructive. I see a lot of people whose lives are seriously altered by excessive weed consumption, and enough to see a pattern, you know, if it ain't a fluke. I mean, I know plenty of people that do it pretty reasonably, but I know a lot of people that, like, come on, man, you're worse than I was when I smoked cigarettes. So there's something there. I'm not addictive. I don't have addictive personality. I can do the whole drinking and smoking thing. I could do that in moderation, you know, just recreationally or whatever. But a lot of people can't, and it doesn't matter what it is. But, yeah, there's a big difference. I'm not trying to imply that, you know, the opioids are the same as weed. Anywho, I'm pulling in the drive.
Sounds good. Yeah, we must have lost Dakota to the office, but I'm glad you got all that ruckus disconnected, and I will catch up with you later in the day. This is KRUH, and I will listen to your final, sir.
All righty, yeah, I just pulled up at work. Got a flare to put out, I know, the minute I walk in, so, oh joy. Catch you later. W8FU. W-A-T-A-D.
KFAS, WAGAP. One more time, KFAS, WAGAP.
WAGAP, KFAS. W-A-E-A-P, K-F-A-S. No copy, Q-R-T, K-F-A-S.
This is VA3KSF listening.
KE8VSI. ABAP.
Oh, my. My aching you-know-what. W8FU.
Good afternoon.
Hey, I'm still shaken. It's on my way home, and we're trying to make some sense out of some chaos over on the GMRS side of the house, which, good luck with that. And one stop, then home, where I'll hibernate.
Yeah, good thing to do that. That's just right in the neck of the woods there. It's right down the block from your site. So, yeah, you must be happy at Monday's results.
Yeah, it reminded me last time we made the we won the championship. You know, the big game was the game before. Actually, the three games before, I thought were bigger than this one. I didn't really think we were going to have a lot of trouble with Notre Dame. Now, they did make a little push toward the end there and got within eight. But, you know, it was, I was never really worried about that one. I thought Oregon would be a better game. I thought Tennessee would be a better game. I even thought, you know, I thought for sure Texas would bring it. But, yeah, it looks like you guys really did a number on them boys.
Yeah, by the laws of reciprocity, you guys won the national champion. We beat you, so therefore we should be national champions.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's always the way you should view it. When you, you know, it's like if you have a narrow loss to your arch rival and they go on to win it all, you can say to yourself, look how good we are. We took our, you know, we took, you know, the team that went to the championship, you know, down to the wire. It's always good. You know, people always hate their, you know, the other, you know, the one they lose to or something like that. You shouldn't do that. So, but anyhow, yeah, no, it's good. It was the only pass of vindication that they had. You know, it still leaves a little, you know, a little disappointment in the, you know, overall. But in the end, you know, the goal that everybody really cares about was Matt. And, so, you know, so it's all good. The best they could do, they could do nothing less, though. They would have done anything less than that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Day doesn't, you know, go shopping for, you know, his credit's never been higher, and with all the disrespect he got, I got to grab this phone call. I'll be right back. All right, it's my doctor informing me he didn't like the results of my B12 test. So, anyhow.
Oh, okay. I know you can get injections for that. I don't know if I've ever had mine measured, but... Yeah, my numbers are doing good. I just had a blood test last week, and everything's great. My cholesterol was below 100. That's insane.
Yeah, good for you, man. That's the way you do it. Keep it, you know, eat well, and you can do that. I've had similar cholesterol recently. I don't know if it would be right now. It's probably not bad, but it's probably not that good. Yeah, cool. All right, I just pulled up at a stop I gotta make. I'm gonna run inside. I'll probably be about 10 minutes or so, and I'll be back out here. After yours, W8FU.
All right, catch you later, ABAP.
Yeah, Bill, but you left out the other number. It's the ratio that matters.
Yeah, that's also really good. What, who's that?
It's Wally, NAKPP.
Hi, Wally. Yeah, I had, my HDL was like 45, and my LDL was like at the bottom end where it should be. My doctor was very impressed. It's hard to believe because one time I had cholesterol over 600 and ended up in the hospital with pancreatitis.
Are you doing this with diet or are you doing this with the help of medicine?
Well, both. I have a genetic issue which causes high cholesterol and you eat a lot of carbs, but it was exacerbated by my kidney problems. And once I got in my new kidney, my cholesterol and triglycerides dropped like a stone. And the doctor explained to me, he says, well, when your kidneys aren't functioning properly, your liver tries to take over some of the load, and it causes it to go into like hyperdrive on cholesterol and triglycerides. So once the kidneys are functioning again, the liver says, phew, I can relax now.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Very good. Okay. Yeah, that's my health bug is my kidneys. I got some massive cysts on my kidneys, and the one is starting to hurt pretty good again. So I got to get off my butt and go get them in to get checked out. But, yeah, even before my kidney problems, my top number was always good. It was always 100, 110, but the bottom number was always not high enough. So the ratio is what was always getting me in trouble. They keep giving me prescriptions for cholesterol drugs, but I really am not a big fan of cholesterol drugs. So it's me bad.
Yeah, I still take Crestor or whatever. I'm going to talk to my doctor maybe. With these kind of numbers I'm getting now, maybe get off of it. So, we'll see about that. You got cysts. Do you have polycystic kidney disease in your family?
No, not really any history, but my grandma, or great-grandma, I can't remember how far back. I know she had to have one of her kidneys removed. Her cysts was back in the 30s or the 40s, and of course, nobody knows why, but that's the only thing that we can do. But everybody else in the family is fine, you know, hypertension. But I got some pretty big cysts that I've been fighting with probably for the last 20 years or so. Had them operated on twice, had them roofed once, drained a bunch of times. Had them drained so many times they do in the office now. And when they drain them, it's good for about 6 months to a year. So I'm about ready to go make the scene and have them drain them again. But it's like I've had it done so many times, like, you know, they do it in the office and they don't even have to drug me anymore. Just do it.
That's too bad, yeah. I knew somebody who I think had his kidneys grew so large, I think he holds the record for the biggest kidneys ever. I think they weighed 60 pounds. Normal kidney waste a third of a pound. So with all the cysts and everything. So yeah, watch that closely. Kidney disease is not fun.
Yeah, I know. Well, every 6 months I get ultrasound. They're more prone. They like ultrasound versus CTs because of the radiation. And he says the image is good enough. So I think I'm due next month for another one of those, but if it doesn't quit, I might make him do it a little bit earlier. So, and I know where it's heading, so it's fine. But yeah, what was yours? You got a new one, you said.
Yeah, I have what's called CKG, chronic kidney disease. Something, they don't know what caused it. They think maybe when because I've had it for most of my adult life, that maybe when I was a kid I had an infection that did some damage, and it just kept at a at a level for most of my life, and then it went off the cliff, I think, a few years ago. Yeah, do you know what your creatinine and GFR numbers are?
Those are all pretty good. I don't know what they are, but I know I have that test done every 3 months, so those are pretty good. The testosterone number is really low, but that's probably something else, like get old. But all the other ones are fine. Like I said, the only thing that really stands out is the ratio. And when you started talking about it, I was like, I'm going to talk to this guy. So, I think that was before the kidney problems, too, the ratio thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, just keep an eye on it. Watch it. That creatinine starts creeping up. You know, normal is like under 1.3 or 1.1, and mine had gotten up to 11. And my GFR, which is normal, is, you know, for our age, at least my age, whatever, is probably in the 60s or 70s, and mine had gotten down to 5. So I was definitely in serious trouble. But the new kidney fixed all that.
Well, good for you. I'm glad it worked. Can I ask, how old were you when they changed it?
Yeah, it was just a little over 3.5 years ago, so I was 68.
Well, good for you. I'm glad they did that. So that makes it work. Makes it all worth it. So, yeah, that's one of the things that scares me, is doing that. But, hey, it is what it is. So, like I said, today on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably a 3, maybe a 4. Popped a bunch of Tylenol. So look at us. We sound like a bunch of old men on the ham radio talking about our health conditions. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, okay, good you're taking Tylenol. Don't, whatever you do, don't take ibuprofen or Aleve or any of those. That will really finish off your kidneys.
Yeah, I was told that too. I'll bet you and I go to the same place. St. Clair Source?
No, I'm a Westsider.
Really?
Nobody behind me, and the guy takes a left turn right in front of me, so I have to hit the brakes. Big open spot behind me. I wish I had an old truck with a big, what do you call it, thing on the front, you know, just ram into those people. All right. Well, Pat, I really appreciate your help when you go through something like that. And I was very fortunate my kidney came from a 35-year-old woman, very healthy.
I'm back. I thought somebody wanted in. Go ahead.
I just mentioned I'm back. So go ahead and I'll figure out where we're at when it comes back around.
We were talking about kidneys. Do you have one you can spare?
Am I not making it or something? What's going on here?
Hey, you're making it.
Phil and I got something in common. Phil had a lot of kidney problems, and I got kidney problems. So that's what we were talking about. And I said, do you have one you can spare? Back in my day.
I'm on board now. I was out of the loop. And, well, kidney, Phil doesn't have one to spare. In fact, he was a little light, but he got it taken care of recently.
Yeah, I mean, I do have 3, but 2 of them ain't worth crap. So, yeah, that's the slogan, share your spare.
And somebody was making fun of us back in my day. Go ahead.
That was me, KF8S. You guys want to hear about my gout and my pains? Probably not, so I'll pass. Just saying hi.
Hi, Dave. I'm just about home, so I'm going to check out of here. catch you guys later. Over to you, Sean. Maybe here.
Let me tell you about my philosophy, Vig. Let me tell you.
Go ahead, Wally.
Okay. I don't think you're old enough to start talking about your health issues yet, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've had this issue since I was 26, though. So I just got to be not let myself get dehydrated. Otherwise, that's when the flare-ups happen.
I just had a call from the doctor who told me my vitamin B12 was low and he needed me to address it. So I told him I'm driving, so I can't write it down. He said it will be on my chart when I get home. So I got to look at my chart, look at his post-labs evaluation, see what he wants me to do.
Lose weight, exercise, and more sex.
Can you write me a script for that sex part?
Yeah, B12. You gotta drink more of those vitamin drinks, and then you'll be hopped up on caffeine, and then you'll have another problem.
See, that's how my get hopped up on caffeine. A while back, and, I don't know.
I called my daughter. She can write me a script for that. Tell her we need to.
I thought it was related to my sugar and maybe some early onset neuropathy or something like that. You know, and there's nothing you can do about that. It's not sad, but it's annoying. And so he gave me some, Gabapentin, so that'll help. And that has helped me sleep a little better, because it's not bothering me. But he said there's a lot of reasons you could have that thing. And he said one of them is B12. Sure enough, low on B12. So who knows? Maybe that's all it is. We'll see. Anywho. So, what is it now? 14 balmy degrees. Man.
Let's see if I got it. 13 on my watch. So, it's like -3 is the low, 14 is the high, 13 is the current temperature. So, I guess we're going down.
What's it supposed to do tonight? Get dark? I don't know.
I don't know, last night was like super duper, got zero or minus a couple points. I just wonder if we're going to do the same thing. I think you can get school off tomorrow too because of cold.
Dave, your turn.
Looking here, if it gets, actually you get warmer past midnight. So drop down to 13 by 1 a.m. and then it's going to start around 3 a.m. it's going to start getting to 14 and go up.
Well, 14 now, 14 at night, I guess that's a good sign. It ain't going to get colder. I don't know. Anywho, this is about, you know, this morning when I got in the car, it was neg 2 or something, neg 3, can't remember. After I drove a few miles, it got up to 0, and I thought to myself, this is as cold as it needs to get. Don't need it any colder than this. Wally?
No, it is super duper cold. It looks pretty neat out there right now. I'm actually in my office at home and I can see all the snow blowing by. So a little bit of wind chill, a little bit of that. So maybe we can get the kids back to school tomorrow. Back in our day, you know, Sean, we had to go to school when it was cold out, not nowadays. What about you, Dave? Are you one of the ones that got to go home for everything? No, unless it was like the snow blocked the streets and buses and stuff couldn't go. That would be the only time. So, let's see. Last night was the worst of it. So you get down to 13 tonight. We got a little bit of cold on Friday and Saturday, so 6 and 9 for lows. And then after that, Sunday and on, we're 19, 18, 16, 15. So we'll be back in the teens by Sunday.
Man, that's like summer.
So, anyhow, you see that snow they had down in Florida? They're freaking out, man. They don't know what to do. It was quite a bit. It was quite a whiteout from the video I saw. Everybody's driving and the snow's just almost whiting things out. In Florida, it was Tallahassee. Right, Wally.
Yeah, one of the guys we work with is the National Automobile Dealers Association is this week down in New Orleans, and one of the guys that I work with, we represent his products, told me that he's going to fly Southwest down there, and Southwest told him on the phone that they are not sending any of their jets to New Orleans, and if he wants to get there, he has to find another route, but they said that airport can't deal, doesn't know how, and they're not going to tie up any of their jets down there, so he basically doesn't have to go, which is good, because we were contemplating on going or not going, and for a bunch of reasons, one of them was Bourbon Street, and a lot of our other clients that we see are going there too, and the show was kind of like losing its luster, so we decided not to go, so New Orleans is pretty good too. I'm sorry, Dave, go ahead.
Yep, I'm trying to remember. Sorry, I mean ask questions in the background, so I lost my train of thought. See, Dakota's out there. I think he was supposed to be on the road soon. KF8S is not over to Sean.
No, guess not yet. So I was on Bourbon Street, twice in my life. One time I didn't set foot. I drove on it. And then the next time I was there was around Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. And it was just great. Now, I don't know how it is this time of year. You know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, it's down south. Yeah, a lot of us northerners think, oh, it's down south. It's going to be warm and wearing shorts. But, yeah, it gets chilly. And so I don't think I'd like that. You know, maybe go in the fall or the spring where it's cool up here and nice down there during the evenings. Whatever. But this weekend is the Antique Electronics Show up in Waterford. I'm probably going to do that. I think that's on Saturday. And then next weekend is the RV show out at whatever they call that, Suburban Showplace, is that what it's called now? I can't remember, but whatever it's called now, there. So I may go to that, just to kind of look around. Not that I'm ready to buy anything or anything, but I just might go poke around at that. And that's like Wednesday through like Sunday, so I may even take a day off and go on a Thursday or a Friday when the crowds will be lower. So those are my only plans for anything until March. March, I got to go someplace for several days. But no big travel plans for I. Wally?
Big travel plans for I, Punta Cana. I think it's in March. It's for work / vacation / a reason to write off a trip, all sorts of things like that. That's my next big trip, so I got that going on. Last time we were in New Orleans, they got hit with an ice storm, and we were going into this restaurant. It was kind of a funny story, and the people that worked at the restaurant, they were helping everybody up and down the stairs because they worried about them slipping on the ice. And I said to them, I said, well, why don't you guys just put salt on it? And they really didn't know what salt did. So all of a sudden they ran in the restaurant, they grabbed all these salt shakers, and they were out there shaking salt all over the steps. And they were amazed that salt would break up the ice. I mean, I guess it's all in where you are and where you're from and everything else, but they had no clue that salt would melt the ice. And when we had left the restaurant, they were still out there with salt shakers, shaking salt on the steps to keep their customers from falling. Hey.
I got food I gotta get to, so I'll be back later. Over to you, Sean. KF8S.
I leave a little break in case Dakota hits the road here. I got another couple of miles to go, not terribly far from my homestead. But probably just going to get comfy real soon and just hunker down. I can't think of anything I want to do outside today. Sometimes it's just okay to do a whole lot of nothing. I do got some rock salt, speaking of that. That's kind of funny. I'm picturing them out there with, you know, salt shakers, you know, regular grain salt. Hopefully at least they have some heavier, you know, salt, like, you know, kosher salt or something like that, which is a little closer to rock salt. Otherwise, man, they have to use a lot of salt. Did they have something a little bit chunkier, or was it just regular old table salt?
It was actually kind of funny. They were using salt shakers. So, just like what's on your table. I mean, it was doing the job. They got the stairs all melted off, so, I mean, they were kind of happy with that. But I guess what got me, you know, it's all where you're from, you know. I'm sure they know how to deal with a lot of things that we would never see, you know. But it's all from where you're from, and they had no clue that salt would melt the ice. And that's what they were out there doing. So, and I don't know how true it is or not, but this rep, factory rep, made a comment that Southwest is that they were getting 10 inches or expected 10 inches or something of that nature down there. And, you know, down there, they have no way to de-ice planes. They have no way to clean up the runways. They have no way of moving the planes around, you know. So I can understand down there it's going to be devastating.
Wait a minute. Who's getting 10 inches?
New Orleans.
That's practically unheard of, isn't it? I mean, I know they get a little, but 10 inches?
I have not verified that story, but that's what the guy from Sterling-Coney told me. And so, because he said he was supposed to be down there, and Southwest told him that they're not taking any of their jets down there. So, basically, Southwest told him, sorry, Charlie, we're not taking you. And he had tickets and everything.
That's crazy. I would have never, I mean, hell, when's the last time we had 10 inches? So, you know, New Orleans is going to get 10 inches before we get it? Good grief. That's crazy. Oh, well, what are you doing? So I am just going by Donald. Almost home. I don't know if I got to make a stop here. Nah, I think I'll go straight home. I think I got everything I need right there at home. So, bought myself some, you ever been to Barb's in Clawson? I know you're not a native from the area, but there's a place called Barb's in Clawson where they do the pasties, and they're very good.
Well, I just Googled this, and there is snow blanketing the Bourbon Street. It is completely white. So, just to verify his story. In New Orleans, once-in-a-lifetime snowfall. Weather Channel.
Well, a snow covering and 10 inches are two different things, but still, I take your word for it. I'll look it up when I get home. That's crazy. It's the 10-inch part that freaks me out. I know they can get a covering. I've seen coverings in crazy places, but 10 inches, that's a lot of snow, you know, even for us. So, anywho. All right, I'm turning down my street, so by the time it comes back around to me, I'm sure I'll be docking and looking to get in the door. So I will make this my last, unless there's anything pertinent for me, which there isn't usually. W8FU after yours.
New Orleans has seen twice as much snow as Anchorage, Alaska this winter. Okay, I'm going to look at it. I see some videos, and it looks pretty deep. So, I guess this is one for the books. All right, well, at least it'll give you something to Google tonight. You be good. We talked about all the other stuff we had to do on the back phone, so have a good night.
drive safe, and all that other fun stuff. N8KVB, clear after yours.
Oh, by the way, just real quick, do you have the conference bridge, the FBI conference bridge in your bat phone? Because sometimes we just camp out there and we have a little, you know, a little round table thing. You know, you don't have to do the Star 99 or all that. It's just all hot mics, and you just talk like you're all sitting around in a at the campfire.
The one that ends in 70.
Well, there's 170, which I think's the repeater system, and then there's 15070, which is the conference bridge. I'm not sure which is which, but yeah, it's either 100 or 150. I forget which one he uses for the conference bridges. But the conference bridge is just that. There's no RF. So it's just sometimes we'll just camp out there and we'll be going about our business and somebody can say, hey, did you see this? And you can just shout out. You have to mute your mic, though, if you don't want them to, you know, if you're chasing mama around the house with the Viking hat and nothing else on, you probably want to mute your mic.
It's asking for a PIN number. Is that right?
Right, you ready for the secret? Everybody else close your ears, okay? 6505.
Okay. Yeah, it's lit up right now, so somebody left it on.
All right, I'm home. That'll be it if you...
Weather Channel shows 8 inches.
W8EAP. JF8S, W8EAP. JF8S, W8EAP.
KEA TFM.